Perfume of Wholeness by Vimala Thakkar. A new challenge awaits us at the beginning of the 21st century. To go beyond fragmentation, to go beyond the incompatible sets of values held even by serious-minded people, to mature beyond the self-righteousness of one's accepted approaches, and be open to total living and total revolution. In this era, to become a spiritual inquirer without social consciousness is a luxury that we can ill afford, and to be a social activist without a scientific understanding of the inner workings of the mind is the worst folly. Neither approach, in isolation, has any significant success. There is no question now that an inquirer will have to make an effort to be socially conscious, or that an activist will have to be persuaded of the moral crisis in the human psyche, the significance of being attentive to the inner life. The challenge awaiting us is to go much deeper as human beings, to abandon superficial prejudices and preferences, to expand understanding to a global scale, integrating the totality of living, and to become aware of the wholeness of which we are a manifestation. As we deepen in understanding, the arbitrary divisions between inner and outer disappear. The essence of life, the beauty and grandeur of life, is its wholeness. Life, in reality, cannot be divided into the inner and the outer, the individual and the social. We may make arbitrary divisions for the convenience of collective life, for analysis, but essentially any division between inner and outer has no reality, no meaning. We have accepted the watertight compartments of society, the fragmentation of living as factual and necessary. We live in relationship to these fragments and accept the internalized divisions, the various roles we play, the contradictory value systems, the opposing motives and priorities as reality. We are at odds with ourselves internally. We believe that the inner is fundamentally different from the outer, that what is me is quite separate from the not me, that divisions among people and nations are necessary. And yet we wonder why there are tensions, conflicts, wars in the world. The conflicts begin with minds that believe in fragmentation and are ignorant of wholeness. A holistic approach is a recognition of the homogeneity and wholeness of life. Life is not fragmented. It is not divided. It cannot be divided into spiritual and material, individual and collective. We cannot create compartments in life, political, economic, social, environmental. Whatever we do or don't do affects and touches the wholeness, the homogeneity. We are forever organically related to wholeness. We are wholeness, and we move in wholeness. The awareness of oneness refuses to recognize separateness. So the holistic approach de-recognizes all the fragmentation in the name of religion or spirituality, all the compartmentalization in the name of social sciences, all the division in the name of politics, all the separation in the name of ideologies. When we understand the truth, we won't cling to the false. As soon as we recognize the false as false, we no longer give any value to it. We de-recognize it in daily living. A psychic and psychological de-recognition of all manner of fragmentation is the beginning of positive social action. When awareness of the totality of wholeness dawns upon the heart, and there is awareness of the relationship of every being to every other, then there's no longer any possibility of taking an exclusive approach to a fragment and getting stuck there. As soon as there is awareness of wholeness, every moment becomes sacred. Every movement is sacred. The sense of oneness is no longer an intellectual connection. We will, in all our actions, be whole, total, natural, without effort. Every action or non-action will have the perfume of wholeness. Vimala Thakkar was a spiritual teacher, author, and revered mystic. This was excerpted from her book, Spirituality and Social Action. Seed questions for reflection. How do you relate to the notion that a psychic and psychological derecognition of all manner of fragmentation is the beginning of positive social action? Can you share a personal story of a time you became aware of an exclusive viewpoint you held and were able to move beyond it to a space of wholeness? And what helps you meet each moment with an awareness of wholeness?